Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back!
I know it hasn't been that long since you saw us, but again, welcome back. So we are discussing some more conspiracy theories, and this one is...
Illuminati!
They'll find us. So, for the individuals that don't know what the Illuminati is, it's usually the people that are middle-aged and up. You guys are kind of oblivious to what the Illuminati is. I know my parents don't know what it was before I told them. And my stepmom would always be like, oh, well, I know so-and-so that was a Freemason. And I was like, oh my God, don't go tell people that.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-mm.
I was like, I don't think we're talking about the same thing. But pretty much what the Illuminati is, they were an official group back in, it was like early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
But they're believing in a new world order. They were prominent, I think, in the beginning of the 1900s. But they started when this country started. Supposedly, mm-hmm. and our founding fathers were supposedly a part of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that maybe it died, but as evidence that we're about to show you shows, they might not be dead. They might still be prevalent.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy, too. I feel like you wouldn't think how many things are involved or supposed, like, this is never a confirmed one. Like, nothing we're saying has ever been confirmed.
No.
We're just speculating. We're going off what
it's
the internet.
It's a conspiracy theory.
I just want to point that out for people who are like, oh my God, this guy's a Saddam. Yeah. But it's like, there's so many things that go into the Illuminati. Like, you're like, oh my gosh.
The Illuminati is pretty much just really powerful elites and corporations that are supposedly controlling everything that we do. Which, that's really not that hard to believe. Is it America? Or the world?
The world!
So, did you take anything away from all your research? Did you find any of it interesting?
Well, I told you this before. I was like, I have, like, no ties to religion whatsoever. Like, I'm just, it's just not a part of my life. So I told her, I was like, it's really hard for me to believe this one because it has so much to do with religion. Yeah. But... I mean, I learned some new things, you know.
Yeah. Pretty much, they believe if they sell their souls to Satan, that they'll become famous and all this, and they'll get everything that they want. But when doing that comes sacrifice, and legit sacrifices at that.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of supposedly celebrities' family members die, because they believe that it's their sacrifice that they had to make to get into the Illuminati, as well as if they don't actually do it or they try to get out, they die themselves.
Mm-hmm. And all of it is for wealth and, like, and power, right?
Wealth, power, and a new world order. Oh. So they're trying to pretty much take over
and be
the
like
world
number one.
And be like Satanist.
Okay. Yeah, the one that we watched before, because we just tried to do some research, and the Anna Nicole one that we watched was kind of weird, how they were
well,
like...
they're all, like, really weird. If you, like, think, like, a lot of the celebrities that are linked to being killed off by the Illuminati...
Oh, yeah.
They always have, like, these weird stories that they tell people before they die.
Really? Oh, like, I need to get out.
Yeah, like, Lisa Lopez, we talked about that on our first conspiracy theory. Whitney Houston's a really big example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see, there was a thing with Brandy, you know how her and Brandy were pretty close? Mm-hmm. And before, the night before she died, she went up to Brandy, and she was really, like, kind of shaky and kind of all over the place, but she slipped her a note, and no one knows what the note says. And there's footage of it, her getting it.
That's creepy.
And she won't tell anybody what it says at all.
That actually intrigues me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what that note said. Because I feel like that's got to be something. I mean, if you're scared.
I don't know. Well, it's scary. They're such high forces.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've even linked to some of the deaths like Marilyn Monroe and JFK. And they were all kind of correspond together somehow.
And Hitler, I learned, was Illuminati.
Yeah.
Which actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. He was all for the New World Order. That's why he killed people.
Yeah. He's probably one of the higher up ones. Although they say they're like in the Illuminati, they never know who they're actually reporting to. Like they never know like if someone's lower kind of in the Illuminati. Because I'm assuming
didn't
they have
watch
like a hierarchy.
That one movie with me, Conspiracy.
Maybe we did. I don't remember. Oh, I fell asleep.
That one was weird. If you haven't watched it, and if you're kind of, like, interested in the Illuminati, what it might be, watch that movie. It's really creepy, and it's kind of like what they think they do. They have these weird rituals and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember watching it at all?
Oh, wasn't that a while ago?
Yeah, we watched it on Netflix.
I think I do remember that.
It was really weird. It's a scary movie. So, but that's what it's based on.
Is Scientology and Illuminati?
That's what they
connected?
Think. Yeah, that's what they
Because that
think.
Makes a lot of sense. Because I've heard a lot of bad things about Scientology.
Yeah, how like, Katie Holmes was like forced into marrying Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and they said that like they had a wedding or a party, I remember, and somebody said they went to it. Some celebrity. And, oh, Leah Remini. You know who she is? I think she's off some TV show. I can't remember. Uh-uh. But she said she went to some party with them and how they have that baby. And they just left their baby, like, in a bathroom crying the entire night. And she was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, it was some Scientology party, but it was, like, weird shit. She said, what's going on?
Do you think YouTubers might be part of it?
Hell yeah!
You think so? Like, really big
like
ones?
YouTubers are into some weird, like, certain ones are some weird shit. And those people are all about subscribers, followers, and, getting higher up on the totem pole. So that makes sense.
Yeah, but who would, like, if you had a guess, who would you think, YouTuber-wise?
I mean, I watch a lot of big ones. I'm trying to think, like,
because I definitely wouldn't think Jenna Marbles, and she has 15 million. I would never think her.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm sure. Or Shane, because Shane always does conspiracy theory stuff. And he just is always just chilling in his apartment.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to think, but I feel like the younger ones they could get easily because they'd be like, oh, we're going to give you this. Because
I know
money.
They really like hype up, hey, follow me, subscribe, mm-hmm. giveaway, blah, blah. And you're just like, ugh.
And they grew up into that though.
Yeah.
Not even knowing, which is, ugh.
And that is
don't
even
like
the worst
that.
Part about the Illuminati is that they do that.
Yeah, they get the young ones.
Well, they did. Supposedly they do that to everyone with like media and everything.
Yeah.
So, Disney would be, like, a prime example of that. Like, if they're showing us hidden symbols that we don't really recognize, it becomes the norm later on in life.
Mm-hmm. And there's... So, what's up with the deal with the triangles?
So, the triangles are supposedly a devilish symbol, as well as the, like, goats and... You know how rock stars usually put their two fingers up mm-hmm. and the thumb on the side? That's mm-hmm. supposed to symbolize a goat. And
really?
It's supposed to be Satanist. Yeah.
Oh, I always do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's weird. Because for those that you don't know, there every, like, pop music video, there's always, like, a bunch of triangles. Like, if you watch Kesha, which mm-hmm. the ones we're looking at? Kesha, Beyonce, like, all the big ones.
Yeah. Selena Gomez. Or they'll have, like, some satanic, like, words, or they'll mm-hmm. have some weird voice.
Yep. Ariana Grande, we just watched.
Yeah, and supposedly she's Jewish.
Yeah, and there was some video saying that she was trying to get out of it and all this stuff.
Yeah, and she's secretly, like, singing to us, help me, and which I think some of them are trying to get out of it, and they can't.
Yeah, because, I mean, once you're in, right? They'll try and kill you.
Well, because it's kind of a thing, like, if you know what we're doing, and you try to tell people, and they start believing you, we're going to mm-hmm. have to kill you.
Although I read something, they're like, if somebody, like, says something, they're not going to believe you because, like, I mean, people have said it all the time, and we're still, like, speculating.
It's kind of like aliens.
Yeah.
Like, we wouldn't believe that aliens are real unless we physically saw them.
But I think that has something to do with media being, like, controlled.
I know media is definitely controlled.
Yeah, by that. Because, like, if media wasn't as controlled, and I feel like, and as you said, through the internet, it's not as controlled, but it's still controlled, then we would know more. Because they were saying that the Illuminati, like, controls guns, and they have secret weapons. And I think that has something to do with Area 51.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense. I feel like if there's aliens in Area 51, even though I still think there are, but we would maybe know about it by now. You know, I don't know.
I don't know. They could be testing them.
I don't like that we don't know what's there.
I don't like that we don't know a lot of things.
Yeah.
And that some of the stuff has just come out recently about, like, what was that one thing about cats? They would put cats in people's houses. to spy on them, thinking they were communists. I sent you that whole video.
You know, you sent me a lot of videos. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. But yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they. They have such high power.
They can do anything. So they could be listening right now.
Yeah, because the Illuminati supposedly has government in it as well.
So do you think they, like, control certain things from getting big? Like, so certain stars are not going to get bigger because they're not a part of the Illuminati?
Yeah.
So, yeah, talk about Eminem.
Eminem is definitely, like, a big speaker of the Illuminati. Some people have reason to believe that he's trolling his fans. But if you notice, in the beginning, Eminem got really, really big.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just fell off because he started talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like they got scared and they weren't going to kill him because he put in every single one of his songs. He was showing stuff on his music videos.
Which is not what they wanted, yeah, right?
They don't want you to do
that. It's got to be secret.
Yeah, so then his career just fell off.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, what has Eminem really done since, what was that one song he had with Rihanna? That was it?
Yeah, because that's all about being a secret society, but still, like, hinting. Which I don't really understand that. So are the Kardashians
putting it in plain sight. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it gotta be. She's married to Kanye West. He's, like, one of the biggest ones.
So are the rest of them, you think, though? Like, do you think Caitlyn is?
Yeah. There's no doubt that's in my true. Mind.
That's true. I'm trying to think of other people because I went through a list. Angelina Jolie is. I don't know that. This is according to this list. But, I know you think, I think you've talked about this before, but Tila Tequila.
Oh, yeah. Hers is, she was also big for a while on VH1. Mm-hmm. And she got all this fame, and she just didn't really know how to handle it. And she talks about, she has, like, a whole website. They took a lot of her videos down, and so people have resurfaced them just because anything you put on the internet, it's on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to find it. So she had been confronted about the Illuminati. I think she was iffy about it, but I think eventually she actually did it. But then she, like, backed out. But she had reported that people were trying to break into her house and that she felt like people were following her and that she's going to get killed. Mm-hmm. And she just keeps putting out all these videos just warning people. Like, hey, this is real.
And now she looks just like a crazy woman.
Yeah. And that's also, they are just like, we're not going to kill her because she just looks like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
And it ruins their whole reputation.
Yeah, because now she has no career.
Mm-mm.
Although all I knew her from was from that Tila Tequila show.
Yeah.
They say Paris Hilton is, which makes a lot of sense, having, like, such a big following.
Mm-hmm.
And Britney. I mean, come on. Kim. Kardashian.
And they also have, like, a conspiracy theory about how, like, they'll use the celebrities to kind of, distract the public from things that the government might be doing.
Like what?
Like, the Britney Spears one was an example of it.
Oh, yeah, the Bush administration and all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah, and supposedly, like, they always think, like, maybe 9/11. They had a thing with Trump that we watched that he, like, he secretly knows that Afghanistan? That was them. It wasn't Iraq. He kept saying Iraq didn't do 9/11. But didn't we go to war with Afghanistan?
That's what I thought. But I thought we went to war with both of them.
We did, but I think Iraq came later. I don't know. It was so long ago. And it all happened all at the same time, I feel like.
Yeah, it was very quick.
We were like, okay, we're going to go here, and then we're going to go here.
Yeah, we were very young.
But he pretty much said that if he was voted president, that he would let us know who really did it.
Bull. I hate him.
Ugh.
You can't. No. Mm-mm-mm. I don't even know. I'm sure, because they were saying, too, I read something that Illuminati, they were just, like, Bush was just, like, the face of it, but it's really, like, other people that are, like, manipulating how that happened and stuff, which I don't want to go into 9/11 or anything right now, but, yeah. I mean, it's just something to think about for y'all that are listening out there. I just want to point out, too, that Rihanna... We're going to go see her tonight. She's a part of Illuminati.
We're going to have a smashing good time.
Yes, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, Beyonce's a really big front runner.
She's like Jay-Z. The queen of Illuminati, even though she says she's not.
Yeah, on the Formation song.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she is?
Probably, because she has such a big following. You gotta think, if you have someone in the media up front,
yeah,
that's gonna be, it's such a huge platform.
And I never realized, like, I never saw the point where she, like, because I know she was in, what was she, Destiny's Child?
Yeah.
So from that, and then to that, like, I never saw the point where I was like, oh my god, she's such a megastar. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just like, she came out, she yeah. said, there she was.
And then everyone's like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
We got brains.
That's how Miley was, too, though.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus is our next one.
Yeah, she kind of just blew up out of nowhere. Although, yeah, Hannah Montana, that's gotta be Illuminati.
Disney.
Yep, Disney. I mean, but although Disney's gone downhill, maybe they're like, at least Disney Channel, there's nothing on there that.
No, they've really censored a lot of it now.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've seen, it's like, they had these shows, and then you follow these girls,
mm-hmm.
and then they become big stars. So yep. it's like you like them from when you are a kid, so maybe they're making it like you like them and you're going to follow them and then you'll follow them to when they become your peer, when yeah. you're that old.
We're the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love them. Come back!
Yeah, they're a little strange.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
She's a big one. Although, I feel like she just, like, pins it off on her weirdness, you know what I mean?
But she's not as weird anymore.
Mm-mm. So, I don't know. But, Justin Biebs.
Yeah, we just watched a video that he said, the back of his jacket was like, said Bieber, and then it said, what'd it say? Bigger than Satan mm-hmm, or something?
Yep, bigger than Satan.
And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, which is basically him just saying, like, he's yeah. the king of... That? I don't know. I really don't know.
Like, how can you be bigger than Satan?
Michael Jackson. How is he in it? Like, I guess it makes sense that he would be.
Probably because of his music. Music videos were really big back then. A lot of the symbols and stuff that he used on his albums. But then at the end of everything, I think he was... Because remember, he died, like, all of a sudden.
So you think they killed him?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah, I guess that makes sense. Many people believe that the Illuminati went as far as to kill Michael Jackson to prevent him from speaking out. That makes sense.
Yeah, because remember he had that one song, and it was like he was kind of debunking all of these rumors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they thought he was going to go even farther and say, "Hey, this is this."
Yeah, and he was going crazy towards the end, too, like, holding, what, didn't he hold that baby? I mean, yeah. He wasn't gonna, like, drop a
bubble. Well, they all do eventually, and then they also have a thing, like, maybe they get, lady.
Excuse me. She's, like, pushing her legs in my back.
Maybe they get, what am I even trying to say?
Sorry.
Brainwashed.
I know. No.
Twilight Zone.
Joseph Stalin. That makes sense. Come on. Bill Clinton.
Yeah, they think he's
part of it. So they think Hillary's part of it?
Yeah, they think Obama's part of it. They think everyone's part of it. Like, government-wise, because they have the highest reigns.
Yeah, then they can control Ronald Reagan, Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Isn't he the one that shot someone?
They were like, I think... They're like bird hunting or something.
Come on. I would not want to be.
They're out there bird hunting.
JFK, that makes sense. Alicia Keys. No, I mean, she fell off the face of the earth. Bill Gates. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, this one, it says that the CIA poisoned Bob Marley, which he was a big front runner in that time, and he was like, peace, love.
That makes sense, because, yeah, and everyone loved
him. But you got to think, a lot of the people that are like that, like Tupac, everyone's always like Tupac, and like they associate like West Coast, East Coast garbage. But like Tupac was really smart.
Was he?
Yeah.
I never really got into Tupac.
Yeah, and he like the things that he said were like they were just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things that he wrote, and then they most likely killed him.
Yeah. This is why I just like, you know, like middle class, like, singers, like,
nobody big,
you know, like Jonas Brothers.
Okay, well, besides those guys, but.
This one was,
look at the little seal.
Sorry. Oh, the seals.
The ice bucket challenge is a Satanist baptism ritual.
These are just, like, dumb ones that they came up with, but a lot of the things that you'll see, they'll, like, be like, oh, well, this number leads up to this number, and it's 666. And they'll, like, do stuff like that. And, like, the triangles, I think, have to do something with that, too, because of the angles, supposedly, go up to 666.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep thinking of the Ariana Grande video where we watched when they were showing in her music video that they had the devil signs, too. I'd never seen that sign, though,
before. But I think it, well, that, and they had the Jewish sign. So they would have the Satan sign on the other people, and it's like she was fighting off the Satanist people. This is in the Break Free video.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's like the one where she's like an alien or something. And all the Satanist people have these like signs on their chest, mm-hmm. and they're supposed to represent the devil. Yeah. And then she's grabbing and trying to get the symbol that represents Judaism. And that, when she grabbed that and took it away from the Satan guy, it, like, killed him. And then it, like, she used it as a key for the spaceship, and it brought her home. So it was a very symbolic way. Mm-hmm. Like, if it is true, it's very, like,
that's weird.
Yeah.
I also think, too, I read something about, I don't know why I said, I was like, do you think the Kardashians? Because remember that episode in the Christmas card where they did the Kardashian Christmas card, and it's like really weird, and I guess there's a bunch of hidden symbols in that image too.
I could see that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, because how did Kim Kardashian actually get famous besides the sex tape? There's been tons of sex tapes.
It's all these people that are like, and they're just blown up. Like, I can think of what recently, Meghan Trainor.
True, yeah.
But at least we saw a little bit of progression, but at least it was like, like, I don't know.
She just came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Another one they had was, Obama is spreading Ebola.
Oh, my God. To confiscate your guns. Not these our guns. These
are all just crazy. Robin Williams was a Illuminati sacrifice.
That one I've heard before.
Oh, yeah, God. I think we touched on that one last time.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's another dumb one that they had? But they're like, it's on the cracked.com website, which that one's always like a fun website just to go on. So, they also had the two crashes of the Malaysia airline planes are the same.
That one's weird.
Yeah, like, how did that plane just disappear?
They found it, right? I thought they found it. Eventually.
I don't know if they found the first one.
But they found the, okay. I don't read up too much about it, but I still think that's bizarre.
But.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. If you guys have any other, like, theories, we didn't touch a lot on theories. We kind of just explained the Illuminati, so maybe we'll do a part two of just the Illuminati, because it is such an interesting topic, and it's just weird, and I hope they don't come after us.
I'm purposely not making a full triangle.
But we appreciate your guys' views. Follow us on social media. And they'll be listed down below. I don't think we have to spit it off every single episode, considering hopefully you just watched the previous episode.
Well, hopefully we come back not brainwashed tonight after Rihanna sings our ears out.
Yeah, I'm just gonna, I hope Drake comes.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, they have a lot of songs together, and they most likely are dating. Let's be real.
Work. Okay.
Work. Well, all right, so we will talk to you guys later. Follow us on our social media so you can keep up with us, okay? So, ta-ta!
Toodaloo! Lady, bye. Shut up!